Time now for your comments. Last week, Senator John McCain told Juan Williams that one of his earliest memories was when the USS Missouri was grounded near Norfolk while the captain slept in his cabin. Ben Shore, a tour guide on the USS Missouri at Pearl Harbor, had a correction for the senator. Shore writes, "Captain William Brown was in fact not asleep when the ship went aground. Rather, he was giving orders to the quartermaster at the helm. Brown was the one who mistakenly ordered the ship to pass to the left of the entrance buoys, ultimately grounding it onto a mudflat. He did so despite warnings from his executive officer and the quartermaster. At his court-martial, he eventually accepted responsibility." Michael and Andrea Banks of Boulder, Colorado, write they enjoyed Ketzel Levine's interview with Laura Bush on the Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. "We listened with fascination as the First Lady extolled the virtues of native grasses and spoke eloquently of restoring the ecology of the damaged lands on their ranch. But good environmental stewardship and respect for the landscapes of the West are hardly known as top priorities in the White House. We had to wonder if there is a tragic disconnect between what Laura Bush practices in her garden and the policies that the Bush administration applies to the rest of America." Liesl Durham of Chicago adds, "When Levine asked Mrs. Bush about the contrast between the solace she finds in Crawford and the difficulties that current events pose for so many people right now, Mrs. Bush stated that she found it reassuring that, quote, time does pass and that life will go on. In a week of hostages and deployment extensions, I must ask, how does she think that military spouses responded to her statement? Do we really need to hear about the circle of life from someone who presumably has never had to tell her children that their father will not come home this month after all?" Another email about the conflict in Iraq from Dawn Zuber of Canton, Michigan. She writes, "I was deeply saddened by the story about Michelle Whitmer, the first woman in the history of the Wisconsin National Guard to die in combat. However, I was very surprised to hear the reporter refer to her sisters, who are also serving in Iraq, as girls. If they're old enough to fight and die for our country, they certainly deserve to be called women." The series on search engines brought a suggestion from Amy Hartman of Toledo, Ohio. She writes, "I was struck by frustrated scientists and business people saying that if they could just develop the equivalent of an electronic brain which could interact with people to help them find what they really want, that would solve all searching problems. Well, I hope you're sitting down, because I can solve that problem. I am a public librarian. I do not require you to look at advertising. I'll keep asking you clarifying questions until I feel I have a complete understanding of what you're looking for. Why not give us a try?" Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.